You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey, Nicole, how you going?
I'm good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's nice and warm here, so that's always a nice surprise.
Nice. Yeah, it's cold here.
We're swapping. So I'm seeing today an indoor trampoline centre has got almost 500 kids in the emergency department over 500 years. I mean, over 500 years. Over 5 years.
Yes. It's a shocking statistic to come out, from something as seemingly innocent as indoor trampoline centres.
Mm.
Yeah, so these kids, 500 of them, over the past 5 years, as you said, are being left with injuries like spinal cord damage, fractures and sprains.
That's intense.
It is intense, and there's no mandatory safety standards apparently at these trampoline centres, and so there's been a lot of permanent and lifelong disabilities caused and legal action to try and get justice for these kids.
Yeah.
Shocking, and the fact that these numbers are just coming out now. I mean, I wonder how long it's been happening.
Yeah, that's so. I suppose they have to have some sort of quite comprehensive insurance policy, you'd think.
Trampoline parks. Or else there'd be no indoor trampoline.
No, exactly. But like some of the kind of anecdotes I'm hearing around it is that it's like what you'd see in a car crash.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah.
No, emergency surgery, like steel rods in legs, all sorts of injuries. Sounds terrible.
Wow, that is crazy. I mean, I've been to a couple of these parks. I can see some of them are a lot more, they look a lot more safe than others. Like the padding around the trams I went to one that was out when I lived in Australia. Actually, I went to one that was out on the outskirts of Melbourne, and yeah, just kind of like holes in the tramps and like springs showing. Well, many people around, but yeah, it is.
It's kind of like with theme parks. You know, there's the big theme parks and you kind of trust them, and then there's like a little fun fair. Yeah,
exactly.
And you wonder about the rides.
Yeah, and you sort of take all the grain of salt. Anyway, into some politics that's going on over there, because you guys have got a lot of news going on in your politics.
Yeah.
Always.
All the fallout from the Barnaby Joyce stuff all week.
Oh, I bet. I bet that hasn't. Poor guy. I bet that's been all over the news. So is he going to sit down, do you think?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I think people were waiting for that to happen this week, to be honest. They were waiting for either Barnaby himself to step down from, public and internal pressure, or the Prime Minister to force him to resign. But it hasn't happened yet. He's hanging on. The Prime Minister is going to Washington soon, and typically the Nationals leader takes over.
Right.
So that would normally be Barnaby, and he's taking time off to reflect on what's happened.
Right.
So he's got some leave. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I think that they're hoping it blows over.
Yeah, right. So they're just waiting.
Big news.
Because now I guess maybe they're thinking, because obviously Malcolm Turnbull's had put that ban out saying, ministers are not allowed to have sex with staff. Maybe he's thinking that is enough of a band-aid, and that will kind of, that'll be the reprimand. I don't know.
I think that's his way of saying, well, we didn't have this rule before, but now it's here.
Now
it's
we do. Yeah. So no worries. So Barnaby Joyce, if he does step down, they're saying New South Wales Minister Adam Marshall might be the next.
Yes. Yeah. This new. He's young. He's from New South Wales, and apparently he's the person who's being prepped to run for New England, which is Barnaby Joyce's seat.
Right.
But Barnaby has kind of been, you know, typically quite popular for them before all of this stuff happened, and the Nationals would be worried, I think, if this Adam Marshall was prepped, that they won't win the seat again. But right. I think they need to start preparing in case something happens with Barnaby.
Right, so by this time next week, we might see you with a different Deputy Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Maybe, or maybe, you know, or maybe not.
Might still be talking about it.
We might still be talking about it. Something tells me we will, but that's okay. It is rather interesting, so it's good. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole, and we'll have a lovely week and we'll chat next week.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.